Yes, it's the recap of Junior Eurovision with the Junior Jukebox Jury.
We're here.
And a slightly delayed whooping noise. So here we are. It's the recap of Junior Eurovision. We're in the cavernous depths of the Duncan Place Resource Centre, and we've got the entirety of our Junior Jukebox Jury seat here. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
They are very, very enthusiastic, aren't you?
Yeah,
right. Okay. So for those of you who already know the results of Junior Eurovision, this is going to be a bit of a recap. For those of you who don't know the results of Junior Eurovision, we're going to go for the top five in reverse order. We're going to, basically, the kids are going to get a chance to watch the live performance. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the songs, how they got on. Right now, we've got Sebastian Tellier on the screen. He was actually the French entry for the adult Eurovision 3 years ago in 2008. And he did quite well, considering he was French. But we're not going to go there first. Our first act is going to be in fifth place. Was from the host countries Belarus, and Muzhiki Svet from Daniil Kozlov. So there we had the Belarus entry, of course, singing to his home crowd. Now, I'll have to check the stadium, but you're probably talking about 15,000 people in the stadium while he's actually singing that. So, I mean, who actually said, you know, he's really enjoying that? Was that you, Georgia?
Yeah, he was owning that stage, and the keyboard guy head banging, that was pretty good.
The keyboard guy who managed to decide to play Moonlight Sonata in a sort of, yes, I wrote this, didn't I?
Yeah.
Who enjoyed that song?
Me, I enjoyed it. It was good.
It's good. What did you like about it the best?
They're dancing.
they're dancing. I don't know if that says more about your dancing or their actual performance, to be honest. But there we go. Came in fifth. Do you think that was a good song for fifth place? You think that got over well?
Yeah, it was all right. I think they should have got a bit higher though.
Should have got a bit higher. Yeah. What do you think's ahead of them?
Oh, I don't know. Well, definitely a couple more dance routines, couple CDs coming.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be one with at least one dance routine. Who thinks that was a hit?
Me.
One. Miss.
Me.
Maybe.
Me.
One hit, one maybe, and quite a few misses. But there we go. Right, let's go on to our fourth place song. Now, the fourth place song, a lot of people thought, was actually going to finish up a lot higher in the rankings. It's Mari Dari, sung by the quite visual Mariem Kekshlevli for Georgia. yes, not the Georgia we have here, the Georgia the country.
Aww.
You know how much confusion that caused in the podcast last week?
Yeah, brilliant.
Anyway, this year, fourth place in Junior Eurovision went to Georgia. To say, fourth place was a surprise for this song. I thought it was going to finish up higher, and certainly the guys on the adult jukebox jury, who will be hearing from it next week as we start the ultimate jukebox juries to find the greatest Eurovision song of all time, they thought that was going to be a winner. But only fourth place. What do we think of that?
Well, to me, it was like she was just like shouting at us and like repeating the exact same thing. So I didn't really like it that much.
I thought she was a good singer, but the dancing was a bit dodgy.
Now, her dancing or the dancers behind her, or just the whole
dancers
mess?
Behind her, I don't know what they were doing.
Better than the last time I saw her, anyway. But at least she wasn't miming this time. But it's still really bad.
just really bad, you know. Yes. Now, do you think it was a bad performance? Do you think that there's a better song in there, or do you think she was just bad on the night?
Well, she's got energy, and it's actually pretty impressive that she can sing whilst going absolutely mental, but it still wasn't really that brilliant.
She actually did get the moniker in the press, Baby Gaga. Time magazine had her down as a performer to watch and promoting the country and all of that. But on the night, as we can see, maybe slipping down the rankings slightly from what she has been able to deliver before. Let's do it on vocally. Who says hit?
Me.
Two, three, two and a bit. Who says miss?
Me.
Any maybes?
Me. Yeah.
So again, you know, a little bit of a more positive reaction to Georgia than from Belarus. So we've at least got that right in the rankings. Heading up into the top three now for the contest. And in third place was Sonia from Serbia, singing a delightful number here, which I can never pronounce wrong. It's basically Magical Night in English. So we're going to go for that one. This here from Serbia, Sonia Skori. Third place, 212 points for Sonia on that one. What do we make of it now we've actually seen the performance?
I think she's like a really good singer, but I think it could have done without the two dancers in the back doing the splits.
Looking for something even simpler, just herself on the stage like Sweden had.
Yeah, and then they started like doing everything with her dress.
Now, there's a long tradition at Eurovision of having something happen with the dress. I mean, even if you go back to Bucks Fizz, which you can look them up in Wikipedia or something, or even back 5 or 6 years to Greece, you know, the performance and the staging of the fashion is sometimes just as important. But you think she should have got rid of all of that?
Yeah.
She could hold a note.
She could hold a note. Yeah. You like a woman who can hold a note then, yeah?
Yeah.
So it would have been 12 points from you as well on that one?
Four.
I think we've got at least one hit there coming through. Any other opinions on that one, Georgia?
I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it, yeah.
And as we said, singing live, not only to the stadium there, but I think the TV audience was about 30 million for this year. So what's that, two or three times the size of the X Factor in the UK? So a huge number that she's performing to. So.
Well, she definitely had guts and she had a really, really strong voice. It was really good, yeah.
Okay, right. So justified third place?
I think it should have, like, maybe second, but depends on the other songs I hear.
Yeah, because we've not said what sources. Because remember, the jury don't know what the top two are. But let's take a quick little rank on that one. Serbia, let's go backwards on that one. Who thinks it's a miss? That's promising.
Miss!
Aaron, are you just saying that to be contrary? Bless, what does that mean? Who thinks it's a maybe? No babies either. Yeah. One maybe. See, look, there's a maybe, maybe. That cancels out your one.
Maybe.
And who goes for the hit?
Me.
So it's I have to say, it's quite a sedate hit, but it's still a hit nonetheless. Right then, into the top two. Now, separated by 1 point on the night, 119 to 120, okay? And right up until the last round of voting, Russia was in the lead. And in the last round of voting, they only got 1 point. And the country that won overtook them by taking the 12 points and winning by 1 point. One of the closest finishes to Eurovision since the Birmingham NEC and Terry Wogan hosted it with Ulrika. But there we go. Let's take second place. Second place, as we've already hinted there, belongs to the delightfully amazing couple of Russia.
No.
Somebody remembers it. Two people remember this one. Well, we're going to have a recap anyway. This is Sasha Lazin and Laza Drozd singing Boy and Girl. The song that took second place there in Junior Eurovision 2010 was the entry from Russia, falling at the last hurdle of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. So, what did we make of that? Somebody, now, who got that as when they're doing the jury vote? Georgie, you got that one, and Aaron, you got that one as well. What was that like compared to the version that they did on Russian television that you saw?
Well, the first one they did was absolutely rubbish, but this was actually better.
I think both of them were rubbish.
Both of them were rubbish. Aaron, you are. Have you worked out what contrary is yet?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. We'll just keep that one in mind. What about everybody else who hadn't seen that one before? It's quite a surprising performance, isn't it?
It like just goes over and over again, and the singing wasn't really that good.
I just thought it was stupid because they used their, was it Russian words and then English at the end of every sentence and stuff. I just thought it was stupid.
Well, of course, the advantage there is, as we said while we were watching the songs, they are allowed to put some English lyrics in, and it does sometimes help to help people remind what the song is when it comes to the voting.
Yeah, but I just still didn't like that. I thought it was...
You would prefer if they'd done it all in Russian?
Yeah.
Or all in English.
Well, yeah. That would make more sense.
All in Russian, but all in English.
Well, interestingly, a lot of the performers re-record the song in English. So I know somebody who liked the Swedish song. Yeah, the Swedish song, she's actually releasing an English version as well. So they re-record it, so you get familiar with that as it comes through. But as it was, the Russian one, I don't think is getting an English release.
It was very tacky.
Very tacky. Oh, no. Do you not think that they were going more for a good, happy performance rather than something that would appear in the charts?
Well, I just want to hurt that wee kid.
Violence. Yeah, that's what to do with the biggest country in Europe that supplies all our gas for the cold winter that's coming up. Let's just beat this small kid up. It's not going to work. Aaron is away searching contrary, bless him. But let's do the vocal sound off on that one. Who's going for a miss on that one?
Me!
Quite heavy on the miss. Who's going for a maybe? Anybody giving it a maybe? No, anybody giving it a hit?
Me!
One! Yes! Good man! Why?
You said no.
Because it's awesome.
Because it's awesome. Awesome and tacky. There we go. Right then. One song left. Sneaking in right at the end of the last vote. Four countries gave it the maximum 12 points. Our first place went to Armenia. Vladimir Azurmanian singing Mama. Armenia's winning entry there for Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Armenia's first win at any Eurovision. Trust me, the country is over the moon with the victory. Who thinks that was a hit?
Me.
Miss?
He's got
me.
Maybes? The person who walked in and didn't even watch the video says maybe. Well, like you, gonna call you Louis from now on. Right then, who said miss on that one?
Me.
Georgia?
Me.
Well, it was weird, but it was quite funny because he looks like Aaron.
Yes, Aaron, our judge, decided to go do a perfect lip-sync performance, but still says the song was a miss. Aaron, why? Why is it a miss? Not why you did the lip-sync performance.
I can do a better performance.
I think it's amazing, apart from that. I don't get why there's a house in the back.
Well, the song was about a story about his mother and how his mother brought him up. So they basically had a pop-up fairy book in the background, and it changed to a kitchen, and it changed to his bedroom as it went through the song.
It doesn't sound really like a song that's about him and his mum.
Anybody else?
Not really.
No, not really. No, they're just completely and utterly some of that. So there we go. That was your Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Armenia, as we said, taking it there with 120 points by 1 point from Russia. Well, it all remains for me to say thank you to everyone who's been part of the Junior Jukebox Jury for this year. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you all out there for listening. As I said, next week, the Jukebox Jury will be back to the adults, but with just as much fun and vigour as well. We'll be doing the Ultimate Jukebox Jury, a continuing quest to find the greatest Eurovision song of all time. Stay with us from that every week. We'll also have the news as Eurovision builds up right through to the final in Dusseldorf on May the 14th in 2011. For now, electrical guitars to finish up.